Hello, my name is Sylvia Murillo for Spot 127, and I'm here with Jenny Alvarez. So the topic that we are going to be talking about today is censorship in high school newspapers. What does censorship look like in high school newspapers?
Censorship would look like the newspaper trying to print a certain article, and that article is given a note when it's gone to check. So you usually have to take that article out or revise it to make it more school friendly.
So how often did you get censored?
Not too often, but we did get censored a couple of times, and it was usually on topics that would be a little controversial for the people in the school, or for perhaps would cause a little bit of offense to certain groups. So it would make sense, but it was definitely a little disheartening.
Could you give an example of some of those topics?
Yes, so a school teen pregnancy was one of those topics, and that would be controversial. Of course, we didn't include any bias in it, but just because of that topic in particular, just because it would be controversial, that's why it was censored.
So who was mainly censoring you?
It would usually be the person that, not the school newspaper teacher, because he would encourage us to write what we would wish to write, as long as, you know, it was school appropriate and everything like that. But it would usually be the supervisor or someone who would go check the newspaper before we would actually go and print it.
So how did you handle getting censored?
So we would usually take the paper back and we would rewrite that article to make it more school friendly. But if that still wasn't enough, then we would have to take the article out completely from the paper and replace it with a new one.
Were there any punishments for writing certain pieces?
There usually weren't any punishments or anything like that. Just, you know, those warnings. Just, you know, telling us to try to write something more school appropriate, or try to write something that would be a little more school friendly.
Do you feel that the censorship was justified?
We would definitely hope that every time we would have our piece of writing published. But some of them, I do believe, were plenty justified, of course, but we would always hope that everything would get published and everything would go smoothly, but that wasn't always the case.
Did it become annoying for you, and it made you make you kind of want to quit?
Definitely not. It was just something normal for us, so we'd always expect something like that, but it actually helped us want to write more, because, like, our newspaper teacher would tell us, you know, if you're getting a reaction out of these people, any people, a student, a teacher, it means you're doing your job right.
So do you know what the First Amendment is?
Yes.
Okay, so do you feel like censoring your pieces of writing was breaking the First Amendment?
In terms of freedom of press, a little bit, yes, but I also know that there exists something else that states that it does have to not disrupt the school environment. So if they believe that it was going to disrupt the school environment, then I would agree with them, and I would say that, okay, you know, that makes sense.
Did this change your outlook on mainstream media?
What types of mainstream media?
Like watching the news and seeing how they could have been censored, or the Washington Post or New York Times. Did that change your outlook on those articles?
It made me think that, you know, those mainstream media has a lot more things that they are able to write about, because their audience is wider than ours. Our audience was only our community and our school, while theirs is, you know, could scope out to a lot more people. So they are actually able to write a lot more than we are. So we would wish that we would be able to write like they are, not as censored too often, but that's not always the case.
Okay, so that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Jenny. I'm Sylvia Murray for Spot 127.